弟兄姐妹大家好。
Brothers and sisters, good to you.
感谢主能够有机会再次我们奉着他的名 聚在一起。
Thanks Lord that we have another chance to gather in his name again.
但愿主今天向我们说话。
May the Lord speak to us today.
请我们翻开圣经。
Please open the Bible.
在我们读路德记之前我们先打开约书亚记。
Before we start reading the book of Ruth, let's open up the book of Joshua.
今天可能要读多一点的旧约。
We may be reading a lot more scriptures from the Old Testament today.
约书亚在路德记的前两本。
It's about two books before the book of Ruth.
约书亚记二十四章。
The book of Joshua, chapter 24.
十四节
Verse 14,
十四十五
14 and 15.
这是当约书亚在他年纪老迈的时候。
This is when Joshua was in his old age.
他对神的百姓以色列人最后的一段的提醒。
He speak to the people of the Lord, the Israelites, the last reminder.
我们知道在人的年岁到尽头的时候，他的提醒一定是很重要的。
We know that at the end age of a person, whatever they remind us is very important.
但愿这些提醒也是向着现在我们这些神的儿女们的提醒。
May this reminder also a reminding to us as the children of God.
十四节
Verse 14.
现在你们要敬畏耶和华，诚心实意地侍奉他，将你们列祖在大河那边和在埃及所侍奉的神除掉，去侍奉耶和华。
Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your forefathers worshipped beyond the river and in Egypt and serve the Lord.
若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢，是你们所住这地的亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the God your forefathers served beyond the river or the God of the Amorites, in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
那请我们往前翻一章，二十三章。
And let's turn to chapter 23.
第一节。
Verse 1.
耶和华使以色列人安静，不与四围的一切仇敌征战，已经多日。约书亚年纪老迈。
After a long time had passed, and the Lord has given Israel rest from all their enemies around them, Joshua, by then old and well advanced in years.
我们再翻到下一卷书《士师记》。
And let's turn to the book of Judges.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第一节第二节
Verse 1 and 2.
约书亚死后，以色列人求问耶和华说，我们中间谁当首先上去攻击迦南人，与他们征战呢？
After the death of Joshua, the Israelites asked the Lord, who will be the first to go up and fight for us against the Canaanites?
耶和华说，犹大当先上去，我已将那地交在他手中。
The Lord answered, Judah is to go. I have given the land into their hands.
所以从刚才我们读的经文里面，我们知道当耶稣亚他把该提醒的话交代完了以后，他就去世了。
From the previous scriptures, we understand that Joshua gave the important reminders to the Israelites and then he passed away.
那这时候呢，以色列人十二个支派，他们也开始继续与当地在迦南地的 一切外邦的外邦人在征战。
And at that time, the Israelites, the 12 tribes, continued to fight against the Canaanites, the local people.
如果弟兄姐妹对旧约在摩西五经稍微有一点点熟悉的话，我们都知道。
If the brothers and sisters have familiar with the five books that Moses has written.
耶和华吩咐以色列人，当他们进入迦南地的时候，要做一件事情。
Jehovah has ordered the Israelites one thing after they enter into the Canaan.
把在迦南一切地上的外邦人全部给赶出去。
That is to kick out all the Gentiles from the Canaan land.
不能与他们一同同居。
They cannot live together with them.
那我们继续看在士师记第一章十九节。
Let's continue to read chapter 1 from the book of Judges.
十九节。
Verse 19.
耶和华与犹大同在，犹大就赶出山地的居民，只是不能赶出平原的居民，因为他们有铁车。
The Lord was with the men of Judah. They took possession of the hill country, but they were unable to drive the people from the plains because they had iron chariots.
以色列人照摩西所说的，将希伯伦给了加勒，加勒就从那里赶出亚纳族的三个族长。
As Moses had promised, Hebron was given to Caleb, who drove from it the three sons of Anak.
便雅悯人没有赶出住耶路撒冷的耶布斯人，耶布斯人仍在耶路撒冷与便雅悯同住，直到今日。
The Benjamites, however, failed to dislodge that Jebusite, who were living in the Jerusalem. To this day, the Jebusites live there with the Benjamites.
我们继续跳下去看啊，因为中间蛮长的，我想如果弟兄姐妹回去有机会把它稍微仔细一点看。
And then we'll skip some verses, but brothers and sisters, when you have time, you can read it in detail.
二十八节。
Let's skip to verse 28.
极致以色列强盛了，就使迦南人做苦工，没有把他们全然赶出。
When Israel becomes strong, they pressed the Canaanites into forced labor, but never drove them out completely.
29. 以法莲没有赶出住基色的迦南人，于是迦南人仍住在基色，在以法莲中间。
Nor did Ephraim drive out the Canaanites living in Gaza, but the Canaanites continued to live there among them.
接着在第一章一直到最后 这几节里面，我们都可以看见各个支派的全部都没有把在迦南的这些族类赶出去。
In this chapter 1, we can read that all those tribes of Israelites did not drive out the Canaanite people.
结果在从士师记第二章开始以后，我们看到一个因着他们没有顺服神，听从神的吩咐，结果开始有一些事情产生了。
And then starting from chapter 2, we see that the result of them disobeying the Lord.
在第二章十一节。
Chapter 2, verse 11.
很不幸的啊，以色列人行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，去侍奉朱巴利。
Then the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord and served the Baals.
离弃了领他们出埃及地的耶和华他们列祖的神，去叩拜别神，就是四维列国的神，惹耶和华发怒。
They forsook the Lord, the God of their fathers, who had brought them out of Egypt. They followed and worshipped various gods of the people around them. They provoked the Lord to anger.
所以从这里开始，以色列百姓进入了一个极其黑暗的光景。
Starting from here, the Israelite people enter into a dark age.
整个士师记就是在描述他们在落在这样光景的一个情况。
The whole book of Judges is describing the situation that they entered.
所以到了士师记最后一章。
So in the last chapter of Judges.
二十一章。
Chapter 21.
最后一节。
Last verse.
那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
In those days, Israel had no king. Everyone did as he saw fit.
这是神给以色列人在当时候一个注脚，一个注解，一个。
This is the note that God put to describe the Israelites at that time.
我们知道，常常当如果我们过世的时候，有时候在我们的墓碑啊，或者是在一些纪念的上面，都会给这一个人的一生稍微有个简短的注解。
We know that we have a short summary of a person who passed away on the tombstone or in their book to describe the person.
这里有个注解说以色列人任意而行。
And here it describes the Israelites to do what they saw fit.
那我不知道，我们希望如果好像在我们这个人一生当中有个什么什么小小的一个可以值得留下来的。
If there is something worthy to write down for each of us,
那我们希望是什么样的话呢？
What type of words would you like to describe you?
我们刚才很快的等于是把在以色列人在四世纪的那一段的时期稍微简单的就提出来一点。
We have briefly looked at the situation of Israelites in the book of Judges.
大家一定很奇怪，这跟我们要读的路德记有什么关系？
You might surprise why is that related to the book of Ruth?
因为路德记也就是发生在士师的时代。
Because the book of Ruth happens during the days of Judges.
稍微弟兄姐妹如果对路德记熟悉的话，
Brothers and sisters, if you are familiar with the book of Ruth,
大家一定都知道路德记是一篇很美的一卷书。
You will know that it's a very beautiful book.
因为里面讲到一个外邦女子的顺服。
Because it talks about a Gentile woman's obedience.
那更讲到神的恩典如何临到外邦人。
It even talks about the grace of God come into the Gentiles.
但是我们更稀奇一件事情。
But we should be even more surprised.
路德记发生的时期不是在以色列民百姓属灵光景很好的时候。
The time that the book of Ruth happened didn't happen at the peak spiritual time of Israelite.
反而是发生在以色列人最黑暗的一段时间。
But it was happened in the dark time of Israelite.
为什么我要说是最黑暗的时间呢？
Why should I describe it as the most darkness time?
因为几乎在这段时间，其实神把以色列百姓的这个历史啊，在这段时间几乎是没有算进去的。
Because almost at this time, the Lord didn't count the Israelites into the history time.
在《使徒行传》第十三章有提到。
In the book of Acts, chapter 13, it mentioned.
从以色列人出埃及，直到盖圣殿完成的时候是573年。
From the time that Israelites came out of Egypt until the time the temple was finished is 537 years. 573 years.
这是按着历史的时间来计算的。
This is according to the history time.
所以以色列人的这个时代呢，从出埃及到建圣殿完成。是有这么长的时间。
So from the time when they came out of Egypt till the time they finished the temple, it's in the history.
但是在列王记上第六章呢，很稀奇一件事情，记载从出埃及到建圣殿呢，只有480年。
But in the book of First King, it only mentioned the time that they came out of of Egypt till the time they finished the temple is 480 years.
这当中93年不见了。
So there is 93 years missing.
在神的时间表里面呢， 这93年神是不算的。
In God's timetable, this 93 years was not counted.
所以为什么诗篇里面有提到诗人说求你给我们有智慧的心好叫我们数算自己的日子。
That's why in the book of Psalm it mentioned about asking God to give us the wisdom to count the times.
我们的日子在神的手中有些是可以数的。
Our times in God's hands, some are countable.
但是有些虽然我们日子过去了但是神不算。
But some are not counted even the time has passed.
今天我们信主从我们决志接受主耶稣那一天开始。
Today we believe in the Lord from the day that we accepted Jesus.
好像我们属灵的那个生日就诞生了。
The spiritual birthday happened.
然后一直我们就这样过下去。
Then we continue the time.
那我们信主十年了。
After 10 years believing God.
但是我们在主手中的年日恐怕不一定是十年。
But the time counted in God's hand may not be the full 10 years.
但愿神让我们能够更加的警醒。
May God alert us more.
那我们现在来看一下路德记。
And let's turn to the book of Ruth.
在这么黑暗的一段时间里面。
In this darkness time.
竟然有路德记这一卷书出来。
There is this book of Ruth.
其实我们感谢我们的主。
We really thank our God.
就是当以色列人几乎没有路的时候。
That is when the Israelites almost end their way.
神给他们的一条路。
God gave them a way.
这条路呢就是在路德记里面。
And this way happened in the book of Ruth.
我记得我刚信主不久有一次第一次就是听到有关有弟兄交通路德记。
I remember after, not too long after I believe in Lord, there was a brother share about the book of Ruth.
那时候路德记给我第一个印象是怎么样维持婆媳间的关系。
The first impression it gave me about this book is about how to keep the relationship between the mother and daughter-in-law.
的确，他在里面描述的是拿俄米跟路德，好像这一段的经历。
It did describe the Naomi and Ruth's experience.
他们一起生活。
They live together.
我们看见路德是这么的顺服。
We see how obedient Ruth is.
所以这给我们在家中的生活里面是一个很好的一个榜样。
So it gives us a very good example for us at home.
但是我们相信神的心意不单单只是在这一点上面。
But we know that God.Intention is not just at this.
因为神的恩典实在是极其的大。
Because God's grace is very great.
在路德记里面真的有好多的功课值得我们去学的。
There are so many homeworks for us to learn from this book.
所以我们可能就只能从中间摘一点，就像路德拾麦穗一样。
So we can only pick some, just like Ruth was gleaning.
我们先来看一下路德记第一章。
Let's turn to the chapter one of Book of Ruth.
从第一节到第五节。
From verse 1 to 5.
当士师秉政的时候，国中遭遇饥荒，在犹大的伯利恒，有一个人带着妻子和两个儿子往摩押地去寄居。
In the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land, and a man from Bethlehem in Judah, together with his wife and two sons, went to live for a while in the country of Moab.
这人名叫以利米勒，他的妻名叫拿俄米，他两个儿子，一个名叫马伦，一个名叫基连，都是犹大伯利恒的以法他人。他们到了摩押地，就住在那里。
The man's name was Elimelech, his wife's name was Naomi, and the names of the two sons were Mahlon and Chilion. They were Ephrathites from Bethlehem, Judah, and they went to Moab and lived there.
后来拿俄米的丈夫以利米勒死了，剩下妇人和他两个儿子。
Now Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left with her two sons.
这两个儿子娶了摩押女子为妻，一个名叫俄尔巴，一个名叫路德，在那里住了约有十年。
They married Moabite women, one named Orpah and the other Ruth. After they had lived there about 10 years,
马伦和基连二人也死了，剩下拿阿米没有丈夫，也没有儿子。
Both Mahlon and Chilion also died, and Naomi was left without her two sons and her husband.
这边我们知道，稍微大概形容了一下，在路德记里面他们那时候的情况。
It kind of briefly introduced the situation of the book of Ruth.
这里讲到当士师秉政的时候，就是在士师的这段历史里面。
It talks about the days when judges ruled.
这里形容到当时候以色列人遇见的饥荒。
And it described that Israelites has a famine in their land.
这是一件很悲哀的事情。
This is a sad thing.
因为我们知道神要把以色列人从埃及这样一个极其做劳苦，一个没有盼望的一个光景拯救出来，带他们到迦南地区。
We know that God led the Israelites out from Egypt, a place where they hard working and no hope.
那我们知道，我们闭着眼睛哦，连孩子都可以知道。那个迦南地是一个当神形容迦南地是一个什么样的一个情况。
God led them into Canaan, and even children of ours know what type of environment Canaan was.
就是牛奶与蜜之地。
That is the milk and honey place.
意思是一个极其丰富的地方。
That is such an abundant place.
我们如果记性好一点，我们知道当那个摩西呢差派十二个探子到迦南。在他们进入迦南地之前，他们去窥看一下这个迦南地的情况的时候。
With a better memory, we know that Moses sent 12 people to look at the Canaan place.
其中有人回来说到，在当地呢，那个出产丰盛到一个程度呢，那个葡萄啊，一挂的葡萄，要两个人扛才扛得动。
And some describe how big the grapes was.That a grape has to be carried by 2 people.
到今天我还是没有办法想象说葡萄怎么需要两个人扛呢？
Even today, I cannot imagine how a chain of grapes has to be carried by 2 people.
我们到那个超级市场啊 ，supermarket 去买去看葡萄啊，这个两根指头就抓起来，而且还看得烂烂的。
Today we pick up the chain of grapes from the supermarket with only 2 fingers.
圣经不会告诉我们假的事情啊。
But I believe the Bible will not tell us the lie.
一串的葡萄要两个人扛。
A chain of grapes has to be carried by 2.
所以我们可以知道迦南地是极其丰富之地。
So we can know that how abundant the place is in Canaan.
结果今天以色列人进去了之后呢
？After Israelites enter into the land,
国中遭遇饥荒。
Their land has famine.
不仅仅没有这么丰富的东西啊，连可以吃的东西都没了。
Not only missing such an abundant fruit, they even lack food.
连果腹的东西都没了。
Even the one to fill their stomach is missing.
更是让我们看见的，这边讲到有一家人叫做以利米勒跟拿阿米。
Here it talks about a family, the name of Elimelech and his wife Naomi.
他们住在伯利恒。
They lived in Bethlehem.
伯利恒呢，在原文里面意思是粮仓。
Bethlehem has a meaning of
house of bread.
Storage, house of bread.
粮仓
House of bread.
那意思是说，更是聚集丰富的地方。
That is to gather all the abundance.
就今天呢，这个家庭住在粮仓之地呢，他们必须被迫要 远离家乡。
Even this family who live in the house of bread has to leave the place.
这样一个光景。
In this kind of condition.
何等的悲哀。
What, how sad.
其实也是反映到今日现在这个世代。
This also reflects our days today.
我们也在这样的一个光景里面。
We are in the same condition.
在外面的物质里面，是我们是很丰富。
In the exterior material life, we are very abundant.
但是如果我们不是住在迦南地，住在基督里面，我们的结局就像第一节所描述到的一样。
But if we are not living in the land of Canaan, in the Christ, then we have the same condition as this family.
当他们搬到摩押地，
After they moved to Moab,
离开了迦南，
left Canaan,
把一个好像一个神所要给他们的一个应许之地，
they left the promised land,
他们好像忘记了，
they seems like forgot,
他们想到的就是要果腹，
they only remember their stomach。
那我们刚才念到后面呢，可以看见一个情况。
And then we read and we understand a new situation.
他们一家人出去是四个人。
The whole family went out with four people.
三个男的，一个女的。
Three men and one woman.
我们知道这三个男的都死在摩押地。
And we know that all these three men died in Moab.
我读到这边的时候，其实好像神给我看见一个，就是说，当我们光景荒凉的时候，好像那个死就临到我们一样。
After I read here, it shows me that when we left God, the death comes upon us.
我们知道路德记真的是不是单单只是把当时候那一个小段的 一段故事或历史记载下来而已。
We know that the book of Ruth is not just recording the history.
旧约我们知道它是一个好像一幅图画，一个影子。
The whole Old Testament is like a picture.
以色列人百姓所经过的一切。
What the Israelite has passed.
就像一个影子一样。
It's like a shadow.
反映真实实体是什么呢？
What is it reflecting?
其实那个真实呢，就是我们现在我们在主里面的生活一样。
It reflects our nowadays a true living in God.
当我们离开基督，不在不没有住在基督里。
When we left Christ, not living in Him.
那个死啊，好像就那个权势啊，就开始好像要临到我们一样。
The power of death come upon us.
那我在这边讲的死呢，还不是说我们肉体的这个。
And this death doesn't means the human body death.
而是我们灵里面的那个枯干的那种情况。
But the dryness condition of our spirit.
本来在丰富之地。
We should be in the abundance place.
我们因着没有顺服。
But because of inobedience.
今天我们在一个干枯干的一个景况里面。
We were in this dry place.
但是感谢主，他实在是满了恩典。
But thanks God, He is really full of grace.
就在这样一个情况里面。
In this condition.
神为了我们开了一条路。
God has opened a way for us.
让我们看见神的恩典。在我们这些本来与他无份无关的外邦人身上，
to show that we Gentiles who have no relationship with him
竟然也可以临到我们。
But the grace can come upon us.
拿米两个儿子，
Naomi had two sons.
都娶了外邦女子为妻。
They both married Gentiles women.
一个是路德，一个是一个是那个俄尔巴。
One is Ruth and one's Orpa.
结果呢，当家中的男丁都过世了。
And then as a result, after that, all the men passed away.
他们现在呢，连人的依靠都没了。
They have no one to depend on.
感谢主，拿阿米呢，在神面前似乎 比弟兄还是再清醒一点。
Thanks God, Naomi has woken up even better than the man.
在第八节。
In chapter, in verse 8.
拿米，我们从第六节来念好了。
Let's start from verse 6.
他就与两个儿妇起身，要从摩押地归回，因为他在摩押地听见耶和华眷顾自己的百姓，赐粮食与他们。
When she heard in Moab that the Lord had come to the aid of his people by providing food for them, Naomi and her daughter-in-law prepared to return home from there.
于是他和两个儿妇起行离开所住的地方，要回犹大地去。
With her two daughters-in-law, she left the place where she had been living and set out on the road that would take them back to the land of Judah.
拿米对两个儿妇说：“你们个人回娘家去吧，愿耶和华恩待你们，像你们恩待已死的人与我一样。”
Then Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, Go back each of you to your mother's home. May the Lord show kindness to you as you have shown to my dad and to me.
Naomi, 在这里，她终于想到，她要回家。
Here, Naomi, think about going home.
她今天，她没有，我们知道她们在摩押地住了十年。
We know that they have lived in the land of Moab for 10 years.
十年也不是一个短的时间。
10 years is not a short time.
如果说有没有习惯，他们应该十年应该习惯了。
If we say that are they used to the place, then after 10 years they should be.
而且我们知道，如果在路德基后面呢，我们知道拿米回家乡，他什么都没有。
And we know that after Naomi returned home, she has nothing.
因为她说她本来满满的出去，空空的回来。
Because she mentioned herself that she went out with full hands, but she came back with empty-handed.
所以如果就着盼望来讲，其实回去也没什么盼望。
So according to hope, she has no hope at home.
所以我们真的是好像神给我们一个提醒。
Here is like God has a reminder for us.
我们该回家。
We should go home.
拿米这时候，他想到他要回去。
Naomi had thought about going home.
哦，但是他却告诉两个儿妇说：“你们可以留下来。”
But she told her two daughters-in-law to stay here.
按着我们人的这个反应呢，这是很正常的。
From the point of a human's point of view, it's normal.
这也是很合理的。
And it's very reasonable.
然后我们也知道这两个儿妇呢，他们的如果留下来呢，也是很正常的。
And we understand that if the two daughters-in-law stay here, it's also normal.
但是我们知道这两个他的媳妇呢，却有两个不同的选择。
But we know that the two daughters-in-law chose two different ways.
一开始两个都儿巴呢，他说他要跟。
In the beginning, Orpah did say that she wants to follow Naomi.
但 Naomi 跟他讲说不用了，回去什么都没有，你就回你的娘家就可以了。
But Naomi told her that she has nothing for Orpah and asked Orpah to go back to her parents.
所以她考虑了之后，她决定她回娘家。
So after consideration, Orpah went back to her home.
这个选择没有错。
This choice is not wrong.
路德呢？
What about Ruth?
他却坚持要跟着拿阿米。
She insisted on following Naomi.
我们这边看到，似乎神让我们看见这里有两个选择。
Here God show us two choices.
一个是属天的选择。
One is belong to the heaven.
一个是属地的选择。
One is belong to the earth.
属地的选择，我想我们都知道，我们考虑的就是。我的需要可不可以满足
The choice belongs to the earth. Consider whether my need is fulfilled.
但属天的选择呢，就需要神把我们里面的眼睛打开。
But the heavenly choice, we need to depend on God to open our inner eyes.
路德真的是从他的眼里面呢，他真的看见一个从天上给他的一个启示。
Ruth, she really see a revelation from the heaven.
因为他如果没有给他一个属天的启示的话，他绝对不会做这个选择。
Because if there is no such heavenly revelation, she would not take this choice.
因为他跟拿阿米回去真的是没有什么好处。
Because there is no advantage for her to go back with Naomi.
她也不能帮拿阿米帮什么忙。
She could not help Naomi anything.
因为她是个外邦女子。
Because she is a Gentile.
我们知道外邦女子到了以色列的这个境地里面，她的处境是相当的困难。
We understand the condition for a Gentile woman, situating in the land of Israel is not easy.
这不像我们今天从国内从各地外面这个移民来美国这种情况，不是。
It's not like today we came from different, from China and Taiwan to America.
虽然我们有时候生活上面在是有感到一些压力。
Even though we might feel the pressure in our living.
但我们要知道，一个外邦女子在以色列人当中那个处境是大大的超过我们可以想象的。
But you have to know that the situation of Ruth, the Gentile woman encountering, is much more than what we can think about.
为什么我说她有一个属天的启示呢？
Why do I say that she has a heavenly revelation?
我们看在第15节。
Let's read verse 15.
拿阿米说，看啊，你嫂子已经回她本国和她所拜的神那里去了。
Look, said Naomi, your sister-in-law is going back to her people and her God.
你也跟着你嫂子回去吧。
Go back with her.
就路德的回答。
And what did Ruth reply?
不要催我回去，不跟随你，你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。你在哪里住宿，我也在哪里住宿。你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。
Ruth replied, Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God.
俄巴，拿米叫俄巴回去，说了一个说什么？
拿米 told Orpah to leave, and she said,
他说你回你本国跟你的神那里去。
Naomi said, go back to your people and to your God.
摩押人他们有他们的神。
Moab has their own God.
路德呢，他是摩押女子，他本来就有拜我们所谓外邦的神。
Ruth is Moabite woman and she originally worshipped their own God.
所以这里路德如果没有看见一个更高的启示的时候，他就是这样子回去了，很正常。
So, here, Ruth, if she didn't receive a higher revelation, she would just return to her God.
但是他对拿阿米说什么？
But she said to Naomi,
他说你的神就是我的神。
And she said, your God will be my God.
他以前拜的都已经不是了，都不算了。
All the God that she worshipped is not counted anymore.
他知道只有耶和华神才是真神。
She knew that only the God of Jehovah is the real God.
所以他因为有这样看见，所以他坚持，他说不要催我回去，不跟随你。
Because of this revelation, she insisted that don't urge me back to leave you.
其实他做这个选择的时候，在他外面这个环境上面的光景对他一点好处都没有。
In fact, when she chose this road, the outer environment has no benefit to her at all.
他所要面临的在环境上面的苦，比他回到本国里面来的大大的超过许多。
The bitterness that she is going to encounter in the choice that she chose is much bigger than she stay in her homeland.
但是她愿意做这个选择。
But she was willing to do this choice.
这让我们实在是宝贝一件事情。
We should precious one thing.
神今天让我们在这个地上生活的时候，我们有很多很多的选择。
God let us live on this land with many, many choices.
同样一件事情。
The same thing.
我们究竟是要选择站在神这一边呢，还是要选择站在我这一边？
Whether we should stand on the side of God or stand on the side of ourselves.
我们看到路德他选择了一个站在神这一边的。
We see that Ruth chose the stand on the God side.
虽然从表面上看起来，这个选择其实不是怎么理智。
Even though the appearance show that this is not very logic.
我们可以帮他分析。
We can analyze for her.
我们可以帮他想办法。
We can think of other ways for her.
我们可以劝他。
We can talk to her.
你最好不要回，跟着你的婆婆一起回去。
You better not go back with your mother-in-law.
因为你婆婆还要可能因着你受到更大的压力。
Maybe because of you, your mother-in-law will have more pressure.
但是她今天看见了这位神。
But today she saw this God.
她不再放掉。
She will not let go of this God.
当拿阿米他们到摩押地的时候，有这样一个机会，他们路德成为拿阿米的媳妇。
After Naomi moved to Moab, Ruth became her daughter-in-law.
她就把握这个机会。
And she grabbed this opportunity.
她不再回头了。
She didn't return anymore.
她不再走回头路。
She didn't take the return way.
今天我们如果遇见神的时候，我们是否还要走回头路呢？
Today when we meet God, are we still going to return?
哇，这是一个很宝贵的看见。
This is a precious insight.
而且更让我讶异的是
，Even more surprisingly is，
她回去她没有得到什么保证
，She has no guarantee when she returns。
她没有得到一个保证，说你回去就可以安居乐业了。
She has no guarantee that she can settle down。
我们今天通常是要先拿到保证，我们再走。
Today we always want a guarantee before we step forward。
我们有一个稍微比较笃定一点的保证，或者是有人给我们背书，我们就不敢动。
If we don't have a guarantee or warranty, then we are not willing to move.
这让我想到亚伯拉罕的信心一样。
This gives me, reminds me about the faith of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕被神呼召出来的时候
，Abraham was called by God.
从人那边他没有一点的保证。
From man, he has no guarantee.
唯一的保证就是来自神。
The only guarantee came from God.
因为他遇见神。
Because he met God.
今天路德他也遇见了神。
Today Ruth met God too.
所以他愿意顺服。
So she was willing to obey.
他顺服超越了一个媳妇对婆婆的顺服。
She has superseded the obedience that a regular daughter and mother-in-law relationship.
俄巴顺服拿阿米。
Opa obey mother-in-law, not Miami.
因为 Naomi 叫他就是回去他自己的娘家。
Because Naomi told Opa to return to her people.
他没有向 Naomi 要一些什么补助。
She was not like, she didn't ask Naomi for any subsistence.
他这样做其实已经蛮好的。
So she was acting in good faith.
但是路德呢？他的顺服呢，超过了对拿阿米的一个顺服。
But the obedience of Ruth has superseded the obedience to the mother-in-law.
路德顺服了神给他的看见。
Ruth has obeyed the insight that God gave her.
所以呢，他会有后面的一个经历。
So she had the following experience.
他这个经历呢，成为甚至我们后面这些人的一个祝福。
And her experience has become the blessings for people like us.
我们在路德记后面呢，我们又看见一个爱的故事。
And we saw the, we read about a love story in the end of the roof.
我们知道波阿斯跟路德的故事。
And we know the story about Boaz and Ruth.
我今天没有时间跟你们讲这个爱情的故事。
I don't have the time to talk about this love story today.
我知道很多我们大部分人都喜欢听爱情的故事。
We know that a lot of people like to listen to love story.
顺服的故事呢，我们听一听就可以了。
The story about obedience, we just let it pass.
因为爱情的故事比较美。
Because it's more pretty in the love story.
但是其实顺服的故事更美。
But the obedience story is even prettier.
因为没有顺服的故事，就没有后面爱情的故事。
Because without this obedience story, we don't have the love story come follow.
因为路德顺服了。
Because of Ruth's obedience.
她今天有个机会。
She has this opportunity.
她真的顺服到一个程度，你看，拿阿米叫她去到田里面了，因为他们的生活实在很苦，到田里面去捡一些这个麦穗。Ruth
obeyed to a point that Naomi told her to glean some sheaves.
一个外邦女子要在以色列人当中。 捡这些东西,
a Gentile woman among the Israelites to glean these sheaves.
第一个，她要面临的就是她面子问题。
First is the face, her face.
还要面临别人对她的一种歧视的那种眼光。
It's like people will give her an embarrassed insight.
但是路德愿意。
But Ruth was willing.
她去拾麦穗。
She went to glean sheaves.
我们的神真的是看顾、眷顾可怜人的神。
Our Lord really looked after, have mercy on people.
特别看顾一无所有的。
And God especially looked after the one who has nothing.
这为什么在马太福音里面讲到说，那个贫穷的人有福了。
And this is why it says in the book of Mark that the poor people is blessed.
这个邻里一无所有的人有福了。
Those who are empty in the spirit is blessed.
因为神是眷顾的神。
Because God is a mercy God.
中间的这过程，我盼望弟兄姐妹可以自己回去，如果不熟的人可以自己回去看。
I hope brothers and sisters will read this at home.
真的很美。
It's very pretty.
有时候我在想，如果是我是姐妹的话，我都愿意去捡一下麦穗，看看经历一下。
Sometimes I was thinking that if I'm a sister, a woman, then I might be willing to go glean some sheaves to experience.
真的，我都希望经历一下。突然，我前面捡的这个都是神留给我的恩典。I
want to glean the sheaves to realize that these are all the grace that God gave me.
因为波阿斯吩咐他的仆人说，当你们在这个收割的时候呢。 特别不要收割的干净，特别留一些给路德能够捡。Because
Boaz had ordered his workers to leave some for Ruth to glean.
当我们每天生活从神领受的时候，我们都要看见，这都是神赐给我们的恩典。Every
day we are enjoying, and we should understand these are the grace from God.
恩典就是本来我们不配有的。 神给我们的
grace means what we don't deserve to have, but God still give it to us.
我们的工作是神给我们的恩典。
Our job is the grace from God.
我们的学业也是神给我们的恩典。
Our schooling is the grace from God.
我们今天能够有机会来侍奉神。 也是神给我们的恩典。
Today we have the opportunity to serve God. It's also a grace from God.
不要以为你拿到硕士、拿到博士，我有一个很好的工作就是应该的。
Don't think that because you have a master's degree or PhD and you should have a good job.
不。
No.
神如果不把这个恩典给你，没有什么事情是理所当然的。
If God didn't give you this grace, there is nothing. That you deserve.
生命记讲到，我们得获财的力量是从耶和华而来。
In the book of Deuteronomy, it mentioned that we receive
得获财 就是。
We receive the wood for burning.
过财就是像 salary 这些东西。
We receive our wealth. It all came from God.
神不给我们能力，我们没有能力能够得到这些。
If God didn't give us the power, we don't have the power to receive those.
我们在学校，我们能够拿到好成绩，难道是我聪明吗？
In school, we get good score. Should we say that we have the intelligence?
不。
No.
神如果不给我们智慧的话，
If God didn't give us the intelligence,
我们不可能。
It's impossible.
我们纵然拿到第一名，
Even though if we are number one.
也是我们一个骄傲的依据而已。
It becomes a tool of our pride.
我们要真正在神面前要谦卑。
We should humble in front of God.
神所给我们的一切。
All that God has given us.
真的是恩典。
It's really grace.
所以当路德呢，在神面前这样生活的时候。
So when Ruth was living in front of God.
他虽然可能很多不懂。
She might have a lot of things that she didn't understand.
Naomi 呢，好像今天圣灵住在我们里面一样，在这里提醒她，告诉她要怎么做。
It's like the Holy Spirit inside us. Naomi is the reminding Ruth to do things.
我们可以看见这边路德呢，他是顺服 Naomi 所吩咐的。
Here Ruth has full obedience to Naomi's order.
其实就像我们今天我们顺服圣灵在我们里面的感动一样。
It's just like we obey the Holy Spirit in us.
这是很宝贵的。
This is very precious.
当路德这样顺服的时候，
When Ruth obeyed like this,
我们看见神就把他一步一步的往前带。
And we see that God has led her step by step.
最后呢，我们看见在路德记最后这有几节的地方很重要，我们来看一下。
At the end, we read a very important verses from this book of Ruth.
后来我们知道波阿斯娶了路德。
We know that Boaz married Ruth.
这里有很多的意思。
There are many meanings here.
不过，我没有时间交通这个。
But we don't have time to share about this.
我们只看最后这几节的地方。
We just read the last verses here.
第四章第十三节。
Chapter 4, verse 13.
于是波阿斯娶了路德为妻，与他同房，耶和华使他怀孕，生了一个儿子。
So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. Then he went to her, and the Lord enabled her to conceive, and she gave birth to a son.
妇人们对拿阿米说：“耶和华是应当称颂的，因为今日没有撇下你。”使你无至近的亲属，愿这孩子在以色列中得名声。
The women said to Naomi, Praise be to the Lord, who this day had not left you without a kinsman redeemer. May he become famous throughout Israel.
他必提起你的精神，是奉养你的老，因为是爱慕你的那儿妇所生的。有这儿妇，比有七个儿子还好。
He will renew your life and sustain you in your old age. For your daughter-in-law, who loves you and who is better to you than seven sons, had given him birth.
邻舍的妇人说：“拿阿米得孩子了，就给孩子取名叫俄贝德。这俄贝德是耶西的父，耶西是大卫的父。”
The women living there said, Naomi has a son, and they named him Obed. He was the father of Jesse, the father of David.
这边我们看见在最后好像又是一个注脚。
Here we see that it's like the end note.
路德生了一个儿子。
Ruth gave birth to a son.
然后呢，拿阿米就得了安慰。
And Naomi was comforted.
就这个邻居怎么说？他说：“俄贝德，拿阿米呢，有路德呢，比有七个儿子还好。”
And what does other women said? They said, having Ruth is better than having seven sons.
我们今天在这个地上常常说我的儿子多好啊。
Today on this earth, we always mention how good our sons are.
我的媳妇该改进改进。
And my daughter-in-law should be changed.
或者我的媳妇很好。
Or some people would say my daughter-in-law is very good.
那是也是因为我儿子有眼光啊。
But that is because my son has the good sight.
但是我们看见路德真的是在神面前是一个很顺服的一个姐妹。
Here we see that Ruth is a very obedient sister.
比有七个儿子更好。
It's better than having seven sons.
哇，七是完全呢。
Seven means complete.
这个在属灵上面真的是不知道怎么形容了。
In the spiritual description, it's hard to describe.
而且更让我深受感动的一个是。
Even more touching to me.
俄贝德是耶西的父，耶西是大卫的父。
Is that Obed was the father of Jesse, the father of David?
所以从十八节到二十二节呢，这边就讲到他一个家谱下来。
And from the verse 18 to the 22, it talked about the genealogy.
二十二节说，俄贝德生耶西，耶西生大卖。
Verse 22, it says, Obed, the father of Jesse.